Good evening. Today is Tuesday, March 24th, 2026. This is the regular meeting of the Derby Board of Apportionment and Taxation. I'm going to call this meeting to order at 6:08 p.m. Can we stand for the Pledge of Allegiance? Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic which stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Can we get a roll call?
Jennifer DeRoche.
Present.
Colleen Germanezzo. Michael Gray.
Present.
Krista Mancini-Wright. Tina Sokoloff. Vimini Patel. Jimmy Sokoloff. Jerry Borelli. Ashley Simon. Laura Wabno. Record should reflect that you have five members present, Madam Chair.
At this time we don't have a quorum, so we'll wait and see on the resolution move to adopt.
Sorry, just a point of information, just for clarity for the record. Are there any additions, deletions, or corrections?
Yeah, I was going to get back there.
Okay, sorry.
Okay, no worries. Item number four, additions, deletions, corrections, and adoption of the agenda. We are going to be moving item number six, the resolution and its adoption, to seven, and number seven up to six. Brian can give an update on the budget. And then we'll move to see if we have a quorum by that point for the adoption of the resolution. Any other additions, deletions, corrections? Item number five, public portion. Does anyone from the public wish to speak? Does anybody from the public wish to speak? And third and final, does anyone from the public wish to speak? Public portion is now closed.
Madam Chair, just another note for the record. At 6:10, Ms. Wabno entered the meeting. Ms. Wabno, if you could just confirm you're here.
Laura, can you hear us?
When she chimes in, but she's there online.
Okay.
That makes you have six present. You need one more for quorum.
Laura, can you hear us?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, now we can.
Okay. Sorry about that.
Yeah, no worries. Thank you. Okay, item number six, budget update, finance director, Brian Hall.
Good evening, everyone. Brian Hall, Finance Director for the City of Derby. So tonight we'll talk about some of the changes that have occurred since the last time we met and the mayor presented his budget, as well as some of the additional items that were requested that are in the updated packet. So a few of the changes, we did put in the year-to-date through February actuals throughout all of the detail worksheets for revenue and expenses. So all that is in for your reference and up to date. I know there was an ask about geography and some color coding. That really wasn't going to work. We started doing it, but it was, I think, going to be more confusing, quite honestly. So what we did was we created these separate worksheets, one for geography, one to show the utilities, and then also one that's going to detail some of the changes. So I'll just talk through those sheets to start with, and then to the extent you want to do a little bit more of a deep dive by department or go through the other worksheets, happy to do so. So in the geography breakout section, we did our best to align where things are moving from in the new bucket. So starting at the top with Parks and Rec, as you'll see, the repair maintenance is 16,200, and then it shows where we had moved from the different departments into the new department. But overall, you see it's the same number, whether it was you're looking at the 25, 26 budget, the current estimate for 25, 26, or the 26, 27 prelim. Same thing for the next bucket of building and field supplies, 6,200, 6,200, 6,200. When it came to the community center, the other department within Parks and Rec, you'll see that the 25, 26 budget, 31,250, we're estimating that to be up a little bit for the building supplies, 34,300, and then roughly that amount, 26, 27. Repairs and maintenance, again, we're looking at probably going to be up a little bit compared to it, as Dennis talked about some of these. You know, what was newer buildings have, you know, started to hit the 5, 6, 7 year mark and are going to be in need of additional maintenance. He was able to offset, this is up about 5,000 year on year, but he was able to offset it in a few of his other programs by cutting back and more or less staying flat overall. Fire, you know, you'll see kind of the we split the difference with a 26, 27 budget, 165 versus 177. You know, I've kind of cautioned on the fire budget that Barry submitted. You know, I thought it was a little bit too you know, I think he was probably being a little optimistic with repairs and maintenance. We'll see how the 165 goes, but I know there was a slew of bills I saw recently, so likely in the next meeting I'm probably going to be asking for more money there or some kind of transfer. You know, net, you look, he's still trying to be down year on year by 10,000. I'm just not sure how realistic it is, truthfully. Parking division, again, kind of split the difference between last year's budget, what we're thinking is going to actually hit this year in plant property maintenance. Senior center, up a little bit in the expenses line where all of these buckets have hit, but again, it came down in some of our other departmental expenses. Highway, he's brought down his repairs and maintenance compared to budget and the 25, 26 estimate. You know, some of that ability to do that is the extra money he got from town aid that the state gave him. So he was able to increase his budget there, allowed us to kind of pull back on some of these other buckets and you know, likely put some more expenses there. Fire marshal is pretty flat once you normalize for the geography. Same thing with the building inspector and the library. So, you know, hopefully this is the vast majority of the geography outside of the utilities, which is its own page. And will help you as you're trying to a little bit better understand where the money's coming from and going to. Is there any question on this particular page before I move on to the utility geography? All right. So for utility geography, you know, I think this was really helpful to lay out, even for myself. I think until I kind of saw it this way, I, you know, turned out to be, I think we were a little bit light. And this is obviously of expenses that I'm really kind of responsible for making sure are budgeted appropriately. So, you know, once it kind of all got laid down, again, another reason why once you bucket it all together, it starts to make a lot more sense. So our heating and gas for the 25, 26 across all the departments is roughly 141. But as you can see, the estimates 101, splitting the difference really with this year's budget at 125. Telephone, internet, cables 77, you know, going up to 80 a little bit with just some inflation. Water company, again, kind of splitting the difference between last year's budget and where we're thinking it's going to land this year. Same thing with electricity. You know, electricity is pretty low at 414. The city did enter into many years ago sort of a fit one of those fixed kilowatt per hour deals with an electricity broker. You know, it actually has worked out pretty well for the city, quite honestly, but it's going to come up I think at the end of 26, because I'm getting a lot of calls about it. Not a great time right now to try to lock into a some kind of a fixed energy deal. So I'm, listening. We'll see. May have to let it float variable for a while. So, I very much think that increase is appropriate to budget, and we'll have to really keep an eye on that and see what kind of deal we can get and what happens with energy. If it does dip back down by the end of this year, probably we'll try to lock into something for a few years just to keep it stable. I think other cities and towns have grappled with, 15% increases year on year, and because we were locked into that deal, we haven't had to deal with that. And then just one of the departments just kind of put everything together in the library. So, more or less, we're now spreading that out across these other buckets. So, net was last year's budget was 768. Really thinking we're going to come in closer to 623, and then, kind of splitting the difference again and landing closer to 697. But not for that change that I'm likely to see with the utility or on the electricity side, might have been uncomfortable going a little lower, but I think this is fair. Any question on the utilities overall for the city? All right, excellent. So now we'll just move on to the last one, which is what were all the changes? What happened between last time we met and this one? So we got some good news from the partnership, Connecticut Partnership, who does our health plan. There, where they initially thought around 13.5% increase, they've refined the numbers and are now close to 11.5%. So we take the idea now. What I will caution, right, is this assumes no mix change. Now every year there's open enrollment. Maybe you were single and now you're a family. Maybe you didn't have insurance at all and now you're taking it. Maybe you had insurance and you're not taking it, right? So all those things can still happen, and they could change, these numbers. So it really just assumes, okay, everybody's going to do the same thing this year that they did last year, but we're going to have 11.5% increase. Like I said, it's not that easy. There absolutely, will be mixed changes between the, 400 odd employees. And so we'll just have to kind of see and track that as the year goes, and figure out if it's the right answer. But, I don't think budgeting much higher was the right answer either. So I think this is the right approach. We talked a little about the utilities. So again, after kind of looking through them and tweaking them based on that methodology that we just talked through, I did end up bringing that up 50,000 overall compared to last time. Hopefully now that you kind of walked through that, it's going to make a little more sense to you to put that little bit of cushion in, especially given what may happen with electricity, who knows. But even in general, natural gas, energies, this is not a great time right now to try to be figuring this out. So the more we've got in there, I think the better cushion, or I think the more realistic it's going to be. I don't even think there's going to end up being cushion. The telephone access tax revenue. So the way it works is some of these large telecom companies, they pay a pilot as opposed to regular type real estate taxes. Once a year, I get kind of a letter from the state saying, here's what they're going to owe you. It's grown significantly the last couple of years. A few years ago, it was 22,000, and that was really what the budget was based on. Then this year is 85,000, and we're even looking at another increase. I'm sorry, actually, this was 2 years ago. Last year was 85. This year we may be as high as 120,000, so we'll have a little bit of upside to this year's budget. But didn't want to budget that high. It's it can change. Like I said, we've been on a good trajectory. I think getting up to the previous year's number is responsible. Going much higher than that, I'm not sure. So right now we brought that up by 63,000. Not all those things. We almost picked up 180K, which allowed me to then resolve for the mill rate that we would need in order to get back to the same overall revenue dollars. And that allowed me to lower the mill rate from 39.06 to 38.86. The mayor talked about in his presentation a 1.4 increase for the average resident, and by average resident, meaning folks whose assessments went up to 61% that was on average for the city. So now if a person whose assessment went up by 61%, your taxes should go up by less than a percent, 0.75%, versus the 1.4 before. Any questions on what's changed from the last time we met till now?
The new health plan. Does that need to
just put your mic on? With the new health plan, is there a stipend for not taking the insurance? Does anyone receive that?
What was the stipend? It's different for the different contracts.
Yeah.
I've seen that it's, I think the lowest is 2,000. The max I remember being like 6,500.
Okay.
So that's usually the range now. Obviously, it's a much better deal for the city if they take the stipend than if they're in the plan, but
Right.
that's what's offered to them.
Any idea approximately how many or what percentage of employees take that?
Not off the top of my head.
Yeah.
It's
Probably
like
it's gonna
a
be.
great plan, so it's usually if somebody's got something equal to, they'll take it.
Yeah.
But pretty rarely in a situation where it's like, oh, this city's plan's not as good as somebody else's. I mean, it happens, and some
Yeah.
folks have other, if you're young, you may not need it because you're still on your parents' plan or something like that. But
All right. Thanks.
yeah, I'm more concerned less about folks that piece and more, going from single to family or new, a lot of the new employees over. On the Board of Ed side, you're not sure what's going to happen there. There's a lot of mix and changeover that happens.
Brian, is it every year they get the stipend or just a one-time deal?
Every year. Yeah, so I'm not sure, like I said, if there's a desire to go through some more detail, whether that be revenue or expenses, I'm happy to do that. If you want to wait till, our next meeting, we can do it then. Like I said, for the most part, the only things that have changed are what I've highlighted for you. Everything else is more or less been the same.
Okay. Can we look at revenue?
Sure. Go through some revenue items. Well, we'll just start a little bit with some property tax assumptions. The grand list is finalized. Like we talked about with the phase in, 20% of that increase is what's going to be feeding this. So that's where you go from at the bottom section on the revenue page. You go from the 692 million to 774 million. So that for the most part, that's a reflection of what's gone on with the reval and the 20% increase or the 20% that we took for this. Personal property is up a little bit, probably closer to the 10 to probably closer to 10 to 15% range, and then motor vehicles is up a little bit. But to be fair, we did adjust that motor vehicle estimate after the Board of Alders adopted a local resolution allowing us to kind of adjust the way the math was being done. So this year-on-year increase is not quite as big. But that's where the grand list, and that's going to get multiplied times the. I think it's. Page one, the revenues. It should be its only one page. Looking for it. As far as the assumption goes, is the collection rates for current year, you know, budgeting something very similar to what we've seen in this year's estimate. So, you know, we're estimating 98%. We're going to budget 98%. That's for personal property, 98.3 for real estate taxes, and then 86.2 for cars. So, you know, the good news is that those numbers have been climbing. You know, the new tax collector has gotten a lot more aggressive with some of her methods as far as getting out delinquency notices, you know, sending things to collections where it needed to be. And so, you know, it's showing up in the numbers. But we're not assuming any sort of continued improvement, let's put it that way.
What would be the reasoning of why motor vehicle tax lags behind? Does she have any idea why that is, or what might be contributing to that?
I think there was a historical problem. So one of the main tools that a tax collector has on the motor vehicle side is that they can put a hold on your registration, so you can't re-register your car. That wasn't happening in Derby for a long, long, long time. So it's starting to do that. So you've got that, but that's like every 2 years,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You've got a lot of renters that, yeah, their cars are here, but if they don't pay and they move,
yeah,
where do they care, right?
Okay.
So, versus folks, there's really no other way. I can't lean your car, right? So the consequences of not paying your car tax is definitely far less than your real estate taxes. So that's a little bit on the current year. Obviously, the prior year stuff, we're assuming something similar collection-wise. It's hard to look at the year-to-date and say, okay, you know, hey, we're at 485. Are we going to get to 750? I think so, based on the projections, but where all the prior year and a lot of the interest and a lot of the, you know, fees and stuff, those all hit now, right? They're going to hit March, April, May, June. So right before the new bills come out is when, you know, pretty much all the revenue that's collected starts to flow into those buckets as opposed to the regular property tax bucket. So, you know, there's still a ways to go. This is not a, you know, slam dunk for this year. And again, we did something similar for next year. But I'm confident we're tracking it, and I'm hopeful that, you know, these are fair, reasonable estimates. But, you know, a little bit more than what we got in 24, 25, for sure. So, you know, not something that's just, you know, going to easily be accomplished. So that's kind of some of the prior tax collected, interest and lien fees. PT is basically prior term or prior year interest and lien fees. So those are all the different buckets. We split them out. Otherwise, we've got a few things that typically occur. You know, the Lincoln Housing pilot, I mean, that's pretty stable, happens every year, doesn't change much. The Housing Authority, we've got kind of a set deal with them. So, you know, we're going to get that toward the end of the year. The pilot for the hospitals, right, that as money comes from the state, they send us a number each year and say, this is what, you know, you're going to get. So, can feel pretty good about that one. Cedar Village, that's the new pilot that kicked in on the road, so we'll get that 70,000. Same thing with the fuel cell, the veterans property tax exemption. You know, the next one that's really, I suppose, a little bit variable, right, is permits. Depending on the level of activity, this could be, you know, in 24-25 it was 332,000. I think this year to date we're at 116. You know, look, spring's going to happen. You're going to get, it's a little seasonal, right? So I'm not going to say we can't get to the 300,000, but that's probably a little bit of risk for the There's some definite growth. We got to get to 250 this year. We'll see. It's permits is yeah. So that's we talked about permits. Next big one's education block grant. It's the same number every year. There's really no risk to that. 6.9 million. Some town clerk grants. That's not going to change. The NIP revenue, again, pretty consistent. Basic education's consistent. Youth service programs get more money from the state. We get every year, usually the same number. So I'm not worried about that. Telephone access line. This is where we talked about bringing this up. Again, a lot based on 24, 25, which was 85,000. I do think we'll have a little bit of upside here compared to the current estimate. So that could certainly cover some of the risk that we talked about previous. So look, there's balance here. There's opportunities, but there's some risks. Parking receipts, we're going to continue to push on that. We're a little bit of a lull with a lot of the work that was done, but we're getting the signs back up, making sure folks know they do have to pay for parking. There's going to be some enforcement. So hopefully that continues to grow. Next big one's police outside work. Now that we've fixed the contract, I'm less concerned about where this lands from a revenue perspective because wherever it lands, good, bad, or indifferent, I know we're making money on it. It's just, did we make as much as we budgeted for and planned to? That really is tough. It's tough to predict. These things happen, and you can have these guys working what feels like 24/7 for weeks on end, and it's incredible some of the monies we're paying out, and then it just stops. So, we've obviously brought on 1.1, and so 875 might feel a little light, but like I said, that was, remember, we had the tail end of all this work being done this year. There was some big work with UI that was done early in the year, and I haven't seen anything since. So, I mean, before all that work started, this was $125,000 a year. So, we're not going to get back to that level, but I think the 875 number is reasonable. Helps. It's easier to kind of compare apples to apples because the last couple budgets, that's more or less what we've budgeted. So,
with the last couple of years having the work here on Main Street and 34 out here, do you feel strong about that 875, or is that something that you're seeing a little bit of risk as far as revenue coming in?
yeah, I really was worried about this year's 875, and then a couple things really broke our way. That got delayed,
Right.
like I said. A little
Is
bit.
that something we should be considering, or?
Mean, look, we don't make that much money on it, right? It's really the purpose isn't to make money. The purpose is to cover some of the administrative burden, which is
Right.
usually 10%. So, this is, call it $87,000 of maybe profit that's truly coming to the city. If we're off by $100,000, it's, maybe $10,000,
Right.
right? So
Yeah.
I think the real challenge is that because there's so, it's not just this bucket, right? On the, when you look at the expenses, you'll see it in the police outside work expenses on their salary line. You see it down in the retirement section when it talks about SEMERs and what we pay the police. So there's a few other buckets that all kind of work together, and payroll taxes. That once you net it all out, you get to that kind of 10%.
I know at one point the city was having a lot of difficulty in collecting from the various vendors that owed us for those line items. Are we doing better with that?
Yeah, we're doing better on the collection side. We're certainly not anywhere, not at 100%, but we're a lot better than we used to be. And there was a time when no subsequent billing notices were ever sent out, right? So one got sent out and you didn't pay it, you never heard from us again. So that's not happening anymore. We've got somebody on my team who's really focused on accounts receivable, getting those invoices out. I think there's still some challenges because the invoices that get sent out don't have numbers. And so when you're trying to tell folks, well, you haven't paid us, they're like, well, what was the invoice number? Well, there's no invoice number. It's like, this is what it looked like, and this was the dates. And they're like, are you kidding me? So there's still some improvements I think we could make. But for the most part, yeah, it's definitely improved. And that coupled with the revised contracts, you got a little more breathing room. I knew we were never going to get to 100%, so obviously we factored that into the equation when we were coming up with, how much are we going to charge, what's the VIG look like, and things like that.
So you're saying it's gotten a little better. I'm just curious, is a little better now we're at 25%, now we're at 50%. Do we know how much better we've gotten?
Yeah, on the collection rate side, at least over 10 points better collection rate. So we were in kind of the 80% range. Now we're up in the 90% range. So, that's key. Still like to try to figure out that last 10% and how we can kind of continue on with that. Some of that's just who we're doing the work for. And some of it's just chasing down some larger companies and working through their AP departments. So, not as easy, but likely we'll get that money. It's just a little bit of time.
Is it easy enough to just identify an invoice number since that was raised by a few? I mean, that would seem to be a relatively easy fix, no? Moving forward.
Yeah, creating the invoice numbers on there. Yeah, I've tried to work with the police are the one to generate that initial invoice, and they've been pretty consistent with how they've done it and have struggled with kind of making enhancements like that. Like you said, it's as simple as a counter, right? One, two, three, four. But I think they've got just so many of them, and it's not something that they've made a priority yet. So probably something I'll revisit with them. At one point, I tried to automate a lot of that. So that it would be there and wouldn't take as much time for them to manually create it. I think unfortunately a lot of the vendors got used to the way it was, as far as, they would literally line out every officer, when they worked, where they worked, what times, probably more than you've ever seen in any invoice. And so when we tried to do something to simplify it and automate it, we got a lot of pushback, like, oh, what happened? So we'll see, but I can definitely try to get this invoice number piece fixed because I do think that will help. Interest earned is 400,000. So as our fund balance has improved, as we've become a lot more liquid and have funds, we invest them in the state short-term fund. It's called STIF. You get a decent rate. It's probably 3.75, I think most recently. Might go up with the way interest rates have been going. But that's certainly better than you're going to get in most banks. So we really do have to kind of manage how much cash are we keeping in our banks to pay the bills and to handle payroll versus how much cash is in these other accounts where you can, really get interest. But obviously, if you have more cash, you're going to, unless you're really just putting it somewhere where you're getting no interest and being stupid about it, you should be able to grow that number. So I think this is maybe a little bit conservative, the 400,000. We did really good in 24, 25 through 8 months. We're at 370. So, maybe I revisit that if we want to look for a little bit more somewhere. That I would feel pretty comfortable doing. I don't see any big plan to spend any of the fund balance for any need or reason. So I think that's a pretty safe bet. The cannabis tax revenue, those businesses have done well. I think this is fair. It's a nice new revenue stream. bring in more from that one dispensary that they opened up than that entire apartment complex in tax revenue. So I know that was one of the first businesses that Joe met with and was pushing for. Obviously, I'm, supportive of it, especially since police will tell you that in all the other type of head shops that are around that aren't supposed to be selling marijuana, that there's a lot of problems with the police and that they are selling. So better you have legitimate businesses that you're taxing than having your police spend all their time shaking down the illegitimate ones in town.
And that number isn't expected to grow.
I've been looking, I get statements every month of what their revenues are, and they've been pretty flat, honestly. I mean, the when I first opened, okay, it was growing, but they've been pretty consistent. And obviously, there's going to be more places opening up. I think this market, what you find is that you'll get a lot more of these businesses opening up. Prices come down because there's more supply. Demands, it grows, but not as much as the supply can. So pretty much every state that's legalized marijuana has kind of gone through that cycle where big boom at the beginning and then kind of leveled off. So the recreation receivable, 60,000, I think is fair. I know we've had some challenges with our pool being open, and so that's hampered that a little bit compared to prior year. So maybe there's a little bit more upside there, but it's really going to depend on how our equipment holds up. Next big one is the town clerk receivables. I think we're on track to hit the 300,000 this year. We were a little bit higher in 24, 25. There's a little less variability here than, let's say, permits and fees, so a little bit easier to forecast. I think that's reasonable. Town revenue we talked about, this is what we expect to get from the state. They've already notified us that, so feel good about that number. Next two are, again, state aid. So they've already notified us of these numbers. We're good there. A little bit of miscellaneous revenue. We'll see how much rental income we get. Like right now, we're collecting 7,500 from the scrap yard over there a month. But I don't want to assume we're going to keep being a landlord. That's not our goal. Scrap yard, hopefully we hear some good news and that's sold and they start to move. And then the Pequot fund. The other stuff is the big geography items we talked about, whether that's health insurance premium reimbursements from the employees or from our retirees and the WPCA bonds. So those are kind of the big negatives, but that goes to the overall sort of why are expenses down year on year? Well, it's because of this geography, or I'll call it netting of pass-through items, probably a better way of putting it. And then we have the LoSAP money we get from the state.
Okay.
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 Is there any you want to go through anything else?
I would think at this time, and I did say it, and I hear what you're saying about preferring take next week off. I just don't know that it's doable. In
Oh,
or
we have to do the bond thing, so
Okay.
unless someone's, did we get anybody else?
Yeah, for a while Ashley was trying to sign in. I couldn't copy the link for her. She said she needed it. So I'm thinking it makes sense maybe next week to do a deeper dive with line items of those departments where we think we'd like you to hit. I will try to reach out to you, prior to just to give you a better idea so you can start working with those departments as you said you wanted. I know that was, your point in preferring to not delay the process longer. And then I am thinking, just checking calendar. Okay, so next week, a deeper dive, followed by April 7th, adoption of a preliminary budget, public hearing on the 14th, and then consideration, if not that night, of vote approval of the budget, then making that happen on April 21st.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds like a reasonable calendar.
Okay, and then based on the fact that we don't have a quorum, item number 7, we will not be able to, cover tonight. So moving on to item number 8 is adjournment. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Tina, I'll motion.
Motion made by Tina. Is there a second?
A second, Mike.
Seconded by Mike. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Meeting is called at 6:49 p.m. Thank you.